Now, speaking of dads, we're just about to spend some time with the very adventurous father of Claudia Taranto.
I just had my 19th birthday and I found myself on a smallish sailing boat heading out the heads of Sydney, heading 1,000 k's off the coast and heading towards a storm. I didn't know that there was a storm coming at the time. There was only one person on the boat who had had any experience of sailing in the ocean, and that wasn't the captain. The captain was my father, and he came from a long line of Italian fishermen, and they were really good at rowing boats, but nothing about sailing. So he taught himself how to sail, and he was really good at sailing up and down the coast, but he'd never been away from the coast. But he got it into his head that he wanted to go to Lord Howe Island, and so he went off to TAFE and he studied ocean navigation, and hence I was on the boat heading towards the storm. And it did storm that first night, and waves were crashing into the cockpit and I was getting really wet while I was doing my watch, and it was pretty cold and miserable. And the other thing that happened on that first night was that we lost our navigation lights. They're the lights that tell other boats where you are, so that other boats can see you. Thankfully, nobody told me that we were crossing shipping lanes. It wasn't until years later that that even occurred to me that that was the case. Anyway, we kept sailing, and on about day two, there was a puddle of water in the bottom of the cabin. It was about that high. We sort of initially were a bit kind of stunned, but it never got any bigger. So we got used to it, and we got used to sloshing through it as we came in and out of the cabin. I remember at one point, we were all seasick, like really seasick. And then I remember at one point we were in the trough of a wave, and I looked behind me and there was this wall of water that was taller than the mast. Looked like it was going to crash down on us, but I think there were a few of those. I just didn't look behind me all that often. We kept sailing and we knew that on the fourth day we would get to Lord Howe Island. And on the fourth day we got there, and it was going to be, my father kept saying, it's over the next wave. Oh, it's going to be over the next wave. And we spent the whole day looking for Lord Howe Island, but it wasn't there. We were talking to the people from Lord Howe Island, the harbour master, on the radio, and he was asking other boats to look for us, and he couldn't see us and they couldn't see us. Anyway, my father was pretty obsessed with Lord Howe Island. He wanted to stay out there in the middle of the ocean another night and then spend another day looking. His name was Felice, which means happy in Italian, and so maybe that's where he gets his great optimism from. But the rest of us said, no, we're not spending another night out here. We're heading back to the big island. So we turned, and then it was another 3 days of sailing. And don't worry, there was plenty of food. We're Italian, so... And we were seasick for a few days, so there was plenty to eat. Anyway, we got to the big island, and we looked at the coastline. Well, thank God we were there. We looked at the coastline and the cliffs and the landscape, and nobody recognised where it was. We'd only ever sailed north of Sydney before. So someone said, oh, well, it must be Wollongong. And so we thought, okay, we'll turn north, head back to Sydney. And the only people we could contact on the radio were the Coffs Harbour Coast Guard. So eventually, a bit later on, we didn't see any harbour openings, and we went, oh, maybe we're near Coffs Harbour. So the Coast Guard sent a boat out to look for us. They couldn't find us. And so then Coffs Harbour Coast Guard was saying, well, we don't know where you are. We'll contact the Canberra Defence Department and they'll be able to figure out where you are. And then it got dark. So the shore was there, and there was just bush on the shore with one light. And then up ahead on this side, there was a lighthouse, which meant that there were rocks just below the water there. And all we could do was go round in circles, waiting to find out where we were. And my father, I think, was really quite relaxed at that point. He was so relieved that we'd got back to somewhere, the big island. And so he wasn't a big drinker, but he did have a bit of a weakness for Bailey's Irish Cream. And I think he drank about a bottle and a half that night. And meanwhile, the rest of us were, you know, a bit nervous and waiting. And then the engine failed. And that meant that we were potentially going to drift onto those rocks. Thankfully, my cousin, who was on board in his earlier life, had been a diesel mechanic. So we had this really tense operation. It was like, you know, microsurgery or something. We were all peering in at this engine and, you know, past the spanner and the wrench and everything. And, you know, it felt like half an hour, but maybe it was only 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know. But eventually the engine sort of but, and it got going again, thank goodness. Anyway, and then Canberra Defence Department got back in touch and they said, oh, we know where you are. You're off Stradbroke Island, off Brisbane. Right, well, at least we knew where we were. So they contacted the Brisbane Water Police, who came to rescue us, but they had to come all the way down the Brisbane River and then all the way across Moreton Bay and then out into the ocean to come and get us. And my father was so pleased to see them. He offered them a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream, and quite uncharacteristically for the Queensland Police at that time, they, you know, properly said, no thanks, we can't accept that. Anyway, then we ended up in Brisbane, and we spent a few days wringing ourselves out and doing our washing and getting our sails all fixed. Oh, yeah, what I forgot to mention was that morning when we were first in Brisbane, we were filmed by a helicopter, and then they came and interviewed my father, the television, and then I saw that story on the TV that night, and our sails were completely torn to shreds. They were like banana leaves. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, we sort of got ourselves organised again. That one guy who had the experience with ocean sailing, he wanted to fly back to Sydney, and we all had to beg him to stay because we weren't going to trust the rest of us to be able to get back alive. And we decided to head back on the inland waterways down to Southport. And it's quite shallow in certain spots. And we ended up stuck on a sandbar, which I was quite used to, actually. I knew what the routine was. And so then we waved a boat down and they came over to rescue us and give us a tow off. And they looked at the name of our boat and they said, oh, Maestro, we've been following your antics all week on the radio. It's been hilarious. Anyway, we did get back to Sydney, and then probably a month or two later, after a couple of glasses of Bailey's Irish Cream, my father fessed up that he'd actually failed ocean navigation at Tay. And so I have never again been in a small craft away from the coast.
Claudia Taranto at the most recent Now Hear This Storytelling Slam. You're on RN's Now Hear This. I'm Melanie Tate.